Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. Okay, when thinking about the direction with the country said, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Not satisfied at all.
So very dissatisfied? Okay.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Okay, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that not important issue to you, and 10 means that, you know, the issue is very important issue. The first one would be student loan debt. Not important or very important from 0 to 10?
6.
6? Okay. What about climate change?
4.
4. Voting rights?
5.
5. Healthcare?
10.
10. Okay. Criminal justice reform?
8.
8. Okay. Racism and discrimination?
10.
10. Democracy?
5.
5. K through 12 education?
10.
10. Okay. Jobs and wages?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Immigration?
7.
7. Okay, and abortion rights?
8.
And crime and violence?
8.
8. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, as you may know, there will be an election for president of U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, some things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
9.
9, okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American? American, Indian, or Alaskan? Okay, African-American. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, just for qualification
purposes? Female. All right, I got 3 kids. I ain't trying to be that
now. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, in what is the year of your birth?
1984.
84, okay. All right, ma'am, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Some college.
Okay, some college. Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power, but 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'll say about a 7.
About a 7, okay. Remember, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter, you know, most to your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, but 10 means that the community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
5.
A 5, okay. Remember now, please rate me your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues, okay, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral, but if you have no opinion and never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. The first one would be John Ossoff.
I have no idea who that is, sir.
Okay, Raphael Warnock.
7.
7. J.D. Vance.
Five.
A 5. Okay, Brad Raffensperger.
I have no idea who that is.
Andre Dickens.
5.
Team Waltz.
5.
And Brian Kemp.
He can get a damn 0.
A 0, okay.
Yeah, I know he's the governor.
All right. Okay, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris. Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
All right, ma'am, and for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and thinking back, you know, to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stay about the same, better, or much better?
In the middle. No, I don't see no change. I haven't seen a change, really.
No change, okay? No change. All right, ma'am, some people say that, you know, no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say, you know, that who people vote for can make a big difference on to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
It makes a difference, and I understand it takes time. So
be, but it makes a big difference or just a moderate difference?
Moderate,
okay. All right, ma'am, and below is a list of you know, people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have, you know, happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much do you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, okay, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress.